Tomorrow, Pope Francis himself will visit a migrant detention center on the Greek island of Lesbos. AIDS groups have condemned conditions there. Joanna Kakissis is on Lesbos. She's covering the migrant crisis for NPR. Hi there, Joanna.
Hi.
So first of all, let's start with what Pope Francis has planned for this weekend. What does his schedule in Greece look like?
Well, his biggest event is going to what's called Moria Camp. It's the closed detention center where migrants and refugees are now kept on the island. They've been kept there since March when the EU and Turkey agreed to either deport people who are not eligible for asylum, and people who land on Lesbos after March 20th can't go anywhere else. They can't continue on to Northern Europe. And the conditions on the camp are quite terrible. The camp is overcrowded. There's usually not enough food. There are fights that have been breaking out. There have been reports of people threatening to hurt themselves because they're so depressed being closed inside, being imprisoned. And there are a lot of kids. There are a lot of families and kids inside this camp. So Pope Francis going and talking to people in this camp, in this closed camp, it's a huge gesture of kindness and empathy towards refugees and a rebuke towards the EU and Turkey for sealing this deal in the first place.
Right. So that was exactly what I was going to ask, because it gives us a window into what the Pope thinks about that agreement, which was hard fought by the EU to even get that far. I mean, Pope Francis has spoken frequently and eloquently about his view of the migrant crisis in Europe. I mean, he visited Lampedusa in Italy as well. So, I mean, is there any possibility that his visit to Moria camp could change the equation in terms of the EU's agreement with Turkey, or is that just set in stone and we'll continue on?
I mean, the EU has its own reasons for signing this. The situation with migration got out of control. No one was able to handle it. And there's been a lot of infighting within the member states about how to best manage the issue. And since no one can seem to agree on it, they decided on these draconian measures. So I guess at least in the short run, it does seem set in stone, because at the end of the day, the Northern Europe does not want any more refugees and migrants to come. They may not say that outright, but that's what they want. But what the Pope's visit will do is really embarrass EU leaders, because they're going to look hugely inhumane. They're going to look like they don't care so much for the human beings involved, that their policy wonks, that their number counters. And somebody like the Pope, who carries such power and such weight and who's so charismatic, coming here and showing, indicating, we have got to remember that the people inside that camp are people, they're human beings, that's just not going to make EU leaders look particularly good.
Mm. And Joanna, what's the reaction expected from Greeks themselves to the Pope's visit?
Well, the Pope is seen with a lot of sympathy here in Greece. Greece is no longer this hugely religious country it was, 40 years ago, 50 years ago. Just because the Pope is not their Pope, is not their spiritual leader, doesn't mean that they see him with a negative view. And I think they're really happy that somebody's standing up for them, that somebody's saying, okay, you guys had to manage this huge crisis on your own with, hardly any help from the European Union that you're a member of. And at least Pope Francis is coming here and saying, look, at least the Greeks tried. They tried to do the best they could on this island. And this island really represents what Greece has done over the last year, which is show a lot of sympathy towards migrants and try to help them.
Mm. That's Joanna Kakissis reporting to us from the Greek island of Lesbos, reporting, of course, for NPR. Joanna, thank you so very much.
You're very welcome.